Intensive care unit specialists are warning that patient care will deteriorate if COVID case numbers continue to rise in New South Wales. The state keeps breaking its own record for new daily case numbers, something the New South Wales government says is likely inevitable for several weeks. But an increase in case numbers means an increase in people needing hospitalisation. And despite having had more than a year to prepare for this, it's feared staff shortages will mean those who end up in ICU will suffer. Let's begin tonight with Isabel Rowe's report.
It's the final days of winter in Greater Sydney, but still, being a paramedic in a pandemic is hot and exhausting work.
We are wrapped up in a plastic gown that is not breathable. We've got a fit-tested mask that covers our mouth and our nose and often digs into our skin.
Joe Ibrahim is one of hundreds of New South Wales ambulance staff attending call-outs from COVID patients who are struggling to breathe. He says his colleagues are tired and stressed.
As a father, as a paramedic, and as a member of Western Sydney's community, I stand here quite emotively, as I'm sure you can see, and I'm asking you to follow the rules, stay at home, go and get your vaccines, because that's what's going to help us.
As daily COVID case numbers exceed the 1,000 mark in New South Wales, attention is turning to hospital capacity. There are currently 137 patients in New South Wales intensive care units, almost a quarter of the 592 beds available in the state's pandemic plan. The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has assured residents the system is prepared.
The health system is prepared, but will it be stretched? Absolutely. Will some hospitals be overwhelmed? Well, it's stretched now, but there's capacity across the network.
But those who specialise in intensive care medicine are increasingly worried.
Looking at it from the outside, I'm deeply concerned.
Associate Professor Ed Litton is an intensive care specialist at Fiona Stanley Hospital in Western Australia. In May last year, he surveyed the country's intensive care units, and while they reported bed capacity could be tripled, there wouldn't be enough nurses to look after them.
There's a lot of bed capacity within the system, a lot of bed capacity. But we also found that that wasn't really going to be likely to be the limiting step. The limiting step was always likely going to be ICU nurses. And so upskilling can help fill the gaps. But really, these are very highly trained and experienced clinicians. And they are in short supply, even at the best of times.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian has warned October will be the worst month for intensive care staff. And at the same time, she says it'll be the month where those who've been vaccinated can start to live more freely.
At 70% double dose, there'll still be restrictions in place. You'll have to check in. You'll have to demonstrate you've been vaccinated. You'll have to demonstrate social distancing. You'll have to make sure that in certain settings you're wearing a mask. So know that at 70% double dose, life will be much better than what it is today if you're vaccinated.
And while work has been done in the last year to upskill nurses and spread patients across hospitals, Ed Litton says ICUs will struggle to give patients the best possible care.
We've seen from COVID outbreaks internationally that when ICUs are stretched their limits, the outcomes suffer, patients suffer.
President of the Health Services Union, Jared Hayes, says the expected increased strain on the system is likely to be covered by existing staff.
Look, we haven't seen a surge workforce, whether it's in public health or aged care. In fact, the public health system is picking up in terms of some of the shortfalls of aged care. So again, another pressure on public health in New South Wales to be able to look after those federal functions.
Can we take from other states? Can we take from overseas? Has someone worked this out yet and put a plan in place?
Look, I'm not aware that there has been. And I think at the moment the health services are certainly working from within. There's many people working overtime. Shifts are becoming longer.
Another four deaths were reported in New South Wales today, taking the national death toll since the start of the pandemic to 1,003. Outside of Sydney, a stark increase in COVID cases will be even harder to manage in local hospitals. An Aboriginal man has become the first person in regional New South Wales to die from COVID-19 in this outbreak, while at the Dubbo Hospital. The local health district recorded another 51 cases today.
Isabel Rowe with that report.